USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A spokesman for the family of George H.W. Bush tweeting a short time ago, mission complete, hashtag remembering 41. Spokesman Jim McGrath also posting a photo of the flag-draped casket for the former president who died on Friday. Today, a plane that often serves as Air Force One will carry the late president's body from Texas to Washington, where he'll lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda through Wednesday morning. Hanukkah's begun, and the National Hanukkah Menorah Lighting Ceremony was held in Washington, D.C. last night, where Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke spoke.
On behalf of the President and the Vice President, I wish you Happy Hanukkah. May God bless America. May God bless the Jewish people throughout the world.
The 8 days of Hanukkah began at sundown last evening, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
One child is dead, at least 40 others injured after a bus crash in Arkansas involving a Memphis youth football team early today. Police say the bus left the road and overturned shortly after 2:30 local time on a ramp from Interstate 30. The kids on the bus were aged 7 to 12, along with four coaches. Things in Alaska are beginning to return to normal after the powerful 7.0 magnitude earthquake on Friday. The mayor of Anchorage says progress has been made because of teamwork. Illinois may have to wait a few more days to know exactly how much damage the weekend storms left behind there. Teams from the state and the National Weather Service surveyed the damage from Saturday's tornadoes and severe thunderstorms, which cut across most of central Illinois. As of now, the worst of it looks to have been in Taylorville, where at least one tornado damaged about 100 homes and injured 20 people. Nobody was killed. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The 2018 Kennedy Center honors last evening in Washington included multiple tributes to former President George H.W. Bush, who again died Friday at the age of 94. Among the honorees at the Kennedy Center Awards this year, singer, actress Cher. Comedian Whoopi Goldberg saying of her,
"How do you define that identity with a career as varied and successful as hers? She's been a teenage pop star, a TV variety show host, a model, a rock star, a pop star, a disco diva, Broadway actress, activist, in the epitome of movie star. She's been all of that."
Other honorees included pianist Philip Glass, country singer Reba McEntire, and jazz saxophonist and composer Wayne Shorter. Meanwhile, a legendary TV sitcom actor's passed away. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
He was first known for his role as clumsy Captain Parmenter in F Troop. TV sitcom actor Ken Berry has died. He was also on The Andy Griffith Show and its spinoff, Mayberry RFD, as well as The Carol Burnett Show and its spinoff, Mama's Family. Here he is doing a commercial for Kinney Shoes.
Put your feet together, stop running around. Just step around a Kinney and you'll cover the ground.
Ken Berry, dead at age 85. I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.